Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
I didn't want nobody else. I wanted the Bears. I'd rather play the Bears first.
I definitely wanted to play the Bears. You get a chance to put the Bears season to bed.
Sometimes we laugh, sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now. Baby.
I'm not saying we're going to go out there and play dirty or nothing like that, but we definitely going to defend our brothers.
We are not going to be done, so I will see you guys next week.
We took a trip, now we on your block, and it's like a ghost town.
There's probably a little bit more noise coming out of their building up north, which we heard loud and clear.
Where did these be at when they said they're doing all this now?
The pocket fires, touchdown! Olamide Zaccheaus into the end zone. Do you feel the shaking a little bit? I've done 31 games in the stadium. It's the first time I feel it shaking like this. I mean, I covered an earthquake in San Francisco, but this has nothing to do with an earthquake.
There was a lot of talking this week. You know what I mean? Like, and not even just today, like throughout the week, like we heard the noise and all the guys talking. Man, just a hell of a win for the city.
Williams throwing, and it's caught for the touchdown by DJ Moore. Forget about the clock. Just take the lead when you can. 31-27 here. It's a tale of two cities and a tale of two halves. Who could have figured this at halftime?
This is absolutely unbelievable.
Bears have erased an 18-point deficit.
Oh, yeah, they was talking. They was begging.
I mean, that was all bulletin material, really. That didn't motivate us, but it kind of, you know, when they were talking, it kind of like, all right, we got to turn it up. So.
Hearts beating furiously. Look, looking. One last gasp. Moving guys around. Fires to the end zone, and it is broken up. The Bears win it in a crazy one.
They wanted us. That's what I heard. They wanted in. They got it.
And the Chicago Bears have advanced 31-27. Another gut-wrenching loss for the Packers in Chicago. My goodness.
Cheese grater.
This is what rivalries are made of.
That's it. Yeah.
Well, obviously, this one is going to hurt for a really, really long time.
I know that they at the crib going crazy down bad. What they had didn't last, damn, baby. Sometimes we laugh and sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now.
This is one that you'll never forget.
Yes, sir.
This is one you'll never forget, all right?
An unbelievable way for the Packers to end the season again. So disappointing.
Good, better, bad.
Good, better, bad.
Never let it rain.
Never let it rain.
You're going to get better.
You're going to get better.
You better get better.
You better get better.
Bears down three. 1, 2, 3.
Bears! Tired and ready to go home and go to sleep. The Bears. Thank you, everybody.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show, and we've got you until 6 o'clock. It's a full boat show, and there's a lot for us to discuss. The Bears are moving on to the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. How did they get there? By rolling through the Green Bay Packers, and we're going to discuss it all afternoon long. The crew is here and ready to rock. Alex is here. Tanny is here. That man is grating cheese.
How much white cheddar should I grate with the gold cheese grater that our friends from Rinaldi's have provided along with the Victory Chicken? Everybody all over this town grating cheese. You see that picture that got sent out yesterday, a little kid in Arlington Heights out on his porch grating cheese.
I saw another picture from Arlington Heights. I got sent one. That was another picture.
Oh,
there were four guys. They were looking at blueprints.
Yeah, they were in Indiana, too, those four guys.
Yeah, I bet.
Which is very weird, but I love the
idea. I want to know where to go.
I love the idea that little kid's like, Mom, the Bears beat the Packers. I want to go grate some cheese. And she's like, do it outside, young man.
And that's why, because you've created a mess.
Mess
already here in
we'll
the studio.
We'll deal with it. Alex, clean
that's
up this
That's why I got
mess.
You the boat. Grate it in there.
I'm doing
it's a little
it.
Small.
It,
I know.
It just knocked it down.
It is not working, but
man,
the cheese is being grated, and
everywhere.
That's good.
All over Chicagoland, people grating cheese. The happiest I've seen this town in a long time.
The idea that people were, it was just, the whole, it makes me smile so big. Like to go, like take the temperature of the city and walk around beforehand, and then the weather changes, and you're like, oh, well, this could be an interesting subplot to this game, and seeing people anxious about the kickoff of this game and then getting more anxious after the game kicks off. And then the straight up party that is going on in Chicago, it is so love. It is amazing. Like I kept thinking about, because like, I'm doing, you know, House of L pods at night, and I was like, should I just start naming pods, like pod episodes of like my favorite Chicago performers? Like the Bears win a crucial conflict. Like I was like literally doing that, like thinking about all of this stuff, beating a common opponent, like all of this stuff where I'm like, because it was just so Chicago. Here's how Chicago it was, Speegs.
Yo.
Yesterday, I dropped my brother off. He lives a few blocks away from me. In between us, there's a very famous Chicagoan who lives near President Obama's house.
Mm-hmm.
I drove by there yesterday afternoon, and if you were these people, please send me the picture. I saw a bunch of Bears fans in their Bears gear posing in front of Obama's house.
Obama!
It was, I couldn't stop laughing because that's the type of joy that is out there right now with Bears fans, and it's awesome.
Yeah, it's everywhere, man. Like you said in transition, in every bar all around Chicagoland, I can't hear enough stories of what people's experiences were like during that game. Because the way that win comes about, it was a test on like whether you believed or not. You had the whole second half to be like, maybe, I don't know, maybe, like, you know, and there's some people, I'm not going to name names, Tanny, who like really thought that this thing was toast. Like, but a lot of people thought this thing was toast.
It's not that I didn't believe in my Bears. I just didn't know how they were going to stop them.
Yeah.
That was my big thing. Like, I knew they had fight, but how were they going to stop the Packers from scoring in the second half?
Well, schematically, what changed, and energy-wise, what changed with that Bears defense, to me, that is the thing that we need to break down along the way, and we will, because Dennis Allen had a truly great second half after a really terrible first half, and some specific players made massive differences.
What's crazy about it is LaFleur had the better game plan going in.
100%.
And then when the Bears did some different stuff and Ben was able to get a bigger performance out of them in the second half, the Packers didn't know what to do. And that's kind of the interesting part. Like watching the Bears ascend as the Packers descend.
Oh, yeah, that feeling the confidence and the energy for the Bears rise while the Packers were freaked out. And I think all due respect to the tremendous football career of a very good man in TJ Edwards, the presence of DeMarco Jackson as somebody who could blitz in the middle of that freaking defense and put the fear of God right up the gut on Jordan Love made a tremendous difference in that ballgame.
For someone to choke away a win, yes, you need the other team to be on point and to make plays. You also need another team to turtle. And it bothers me so much that the Packers are still out here talking mess. It bothers me from like even just a competitor standpoint. You lost. Like you wanted to try and play the mind games against the Bears. And I understand why you tried to do it. They're an emotional bunch. Their coach was emotional. One could argue their coach was too emotional
early on
in that game.
And certainly the players were too emotional last time you played them on a Saturday night at Soldier.
So I understand it. I understand that was the tactic that you were going to use. It was the nonsense that Jeff Hafley was doing, banging on the console like he plays point guard for Duke. All of the nonsense that was said before the game. Oh, this is the game that we wanted, and we definitely wanted to play them, and
you
all this
it,
stuff.
You got
and,
it.
And I love that the Bears' response to it wasn't the high road. And to quote another Obama, when they go low, we go high. No. When they go low, go to hell.
Well,
Obama.
And that's what the Bears did. They were like, we see your petty and we raise you some petty.
Especially in football. You know, you could argue in rhetoric and you could argue in moral life and all that. But in football, you got to respond to violence with violence. You have to go stronger, and they did go stronger. And I know how much it bothers you that the Packers are still out here talking after the game, because they played a massive role. They're the ones that turtled.
Yes.
Your coach, your quarterback, had one grounding call in his professional career and then had two in the second half of that game.
You got a delay of game after a timeout.
Yep.
Like, you could be mad all you want. Just be mad at the right people.
Mm-hmm.
Be mad at yourself. Those dudes took the game from you. You gave it to them, and they took it.
And you choked. Just own it and deal with it, that you absolutely choked. But the Bears caused that pressure. Pressure burst pipes, we've always heard. And I love how Jordan Love has been terrific against the blitz in his career. Terrific this year. But in this game, they got to him. Dennis Allen, first play of the second half, he blitzes Nashawn Wright off the edge. Second play, DeMarco Jackson with a blitz in the middle on a run play and eats it up. First third down of the second possession, DeMarco Jackson fakes like he's going to do that up the middle, and Jordan Love is scared. He was scared and throwing off his back foot the entire second half. They got to that kid.
There's no denying that that guy is good. He's good. But when you needed him to be great, he didn't elevate. And guess what? When the Bears needed Caleb Williams to elevate, he joined the rest of his team because he didn't do it alone. And Colson Loveland elevated as well. And the defensive guys, after getting dog walked for a whole half, they elevated. You saw, like, maybe this is the last game I have to play this year. We got the extra afterburner from Jalen Johnson. Oh, they're going to target me?
Yep.
I'm Kyler Gordon. They're going to target me?
Did he start to feel it or what?
Let me get back into a rhythm and start to make some plays here. Montez Sweat getting after Jordan Love. Like, there was a lot of that went on inside the game, and they deserve all the props in the world for coming back and winning that game. We shouldn't be surprised. I get why it's surprising, though, because you're not used to seeing teams lose that type of lead in the playoffs. And guess what? It's historic. And now the Packers' loss goes down in the annals of historic choke jobs in the history of the NFL playoffs, which is why I don't want to hear any crap from anyone in that locker room. I don't want to hear their head coach. I don't want to hear their DC. I don't want to hear their best player say a word. You had the game, and they took it from you. So shut up and get better. There, I've had my say.
There you go. Feel good?
Yeah.
Good. Good. As it should. I can't believe the Bears won that game, man. They had no turnovers. They were minus two in the turnover department. They had 93 rushing yards. That is not how you're supposed to be able to beat a team in the playoffs. But Caleb being that good late,
man,
showed they can beat anybody. Absolutely anybody in different ways when they need to.
He is absurd.
He really is.
Some of the throws that he makes are absurd. And we're going to spend some time talking about one particular throw a little bit later on in the show. But when we come back, Spiegs has a declaration to make. And
should have brought the trumpet.
Well, you brought the cheese grater, so it's...
I made a mess.
I mean, you could kind of turn that into an instrument. Just be careful. Don't cut yourself.
We have some smaller ones. I'll bring them in so maybe you don't make as big of a mess.
You've already, like, cut your hand. You're out here taped up like you're getting ready to play for the Sequoias later on today. He's got a declaration to make that you are going to enjoy. That's next here on The Score.
You get this done.
We understand that it's 60 minutes of football. We understand and know who we are. We understand what this means to the city. We understand what this means to the organization. We also understand what this means to us. And so you keep going, you keep going, you keep fighting. And when the clock hits zero, you'll look up and see who wins.
Highlight courtesy of Fox. That's Caleb Williams. By the way, you're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank. Kurt Warner is going to join us in about 10 minutes to talk about what it is he saw from both quarterbacks who both had some brilliant moments. Caleb comes out on the winning end of it, which is phenomenal. This is the Spiegel and Holmes Show. We got you until 6 o'clock, and we found a more zen way to Great cheese.
Yeah, they, you know, Matt from Rinaldi's who sent over the victory chicken. They're the best. Rinaldi's,
they really are.
Rinaldi's chicken, in the West Loop.
Great place to watch a game, by the way.
So good.
Watch the game there on Saturday.
You did at the one in the West Loop?
Yes.
Was that awesome?
It was awesome. They have great specials. The TV situation is perfect for any angle, no matter where you're sitting. And they're going to continue to be a great place to watch the games throughout the playoffs.
There you go. And they sent over chicken parm sandwiches because you got to have cheese today. Which is a wonderful thing. But I agree, Lawrence, this is much more Zen.
It's got a little like Zen garden aspect to it than what it is that you were doing before, where you were just making a mess.
I was just causing problems for Mully and them.
And them boys.
That's all I was doing. Do people realize the monumental shift that took place? I think they did, even if subconsciously, perhaps. And maybe now it's fully conscious. But like you can and we will now. Today and for what, the next 8-9 months, be able to argue that the Bears are ahead of the Packers and that our coach is better than their coach and that our quarterback might be better than their quarterback because our guy shows up in crunch time and yours just turtled. These are conversations that you have not been able to have concurrently in the same offseason since the 1980s. You have not been able to sit there wherever you're going to be, on a bar stool, on a couch, on a golf course, on the phone, at the Thanksgiving table with Uncle Biff, like wherever the hell you're going to be, you can be righteously confident in the superiority of your team, your coach, and your quarterback. That is fun.
That's the reason why I keep talking about the importance of this win compared to what happens this weekend, for example. It's because this is the thing that Bears fans were nervous about. That's where the anxiety comes in.
Mm-hmm.
It comes in with going, man, I think we're close. I think we're close. I think we're real close.
Yeah.
It would be great if that could, if there isn't delayed gratification on that, that Bears fans didn't have to walk into the postseason or the offseason and go, we were this close to exorcising the demons and slaying the dragon. No, they did it.
They did it. This is now the direct comp to beating the Cardinals if you were the Cubs in the 2015 NLDS on your way to what was the first of three NLCSs. You beat, as the Bears just did, you beat the organizational standard that is also the division rival. You just took them down. You're ahead. I don't know if it's going to be consistent now and you're going to give yourself 5 years or 10 years or 30 like they've just had, you know? But right now, for these 7-8 months, enjoy it. And whoever you want to talk to, me, I'm going to call up John Kuhn and tell him it's not a year early, John. It's not. We don't have to wait a year. Thank you so much for the thought and the mild condescension, but it's not next year. It's right the F now because we just took it from you.
This is what we were talking about after game one between these teams. And that clip is still out there. And it's being recirculated over the last 24 hours. This is what we were saying about the organization and the fans of Green Bay now being a little scared.
Because this is what they were afraid of.
This was the ultimate thing that they were afraid of. And then you add in how the Vikings passed them by.
Yep.
You add in how Detroit passed them by. Look, we're not doing Green Bay radio today. But if we were, I could make a hell of an argument for firing Matt LaFleur.
Can I just celebrate that we're not doing Green Bay radio today? Can I celebrate that?
I mean, that place that Alex went to with the munchie basket seemed like a nice place.
That's all good. But think about it. That place now exists without the Packers' superiority. All of Wisconsin now exists without the superiority that they have held onto like a freaking badge. They don't have it anymore.
Alex, next time you go up there and they're playing the 2010 NFC title game, you're like, you know what? Can we change it to maybe the 2026 wild card game?
Yes. Did you see their special $20 all you can drink?
All you can drink. That was Saturday night.
And they were giving rides back and forth. And I bet they had a lot of fun there.
That sounds great.
I know.
Shout out rookies, Denmark.
Yeah, good for rookies. But, man, it's like, who are Wisconsinites without their Packers superiority complex? They don't have it anymore.
Look, the way that game went down, the fact that you lost five in a row to end the season,
yep.
The fact that your coach didn't adjust when the other one did, there's a reason to feel like maybe you should move on from a guy who I think is a pretty good coach.
Oh yeah, no, it's crazy. Like I kind of would want them to move on in the interest of wanting to beat them. Like, that guy's a really good coach. They've got a coach and a quarterback connection. Why would you move on from that? He's four games under being 40 over 500.
But that's the beauty of this for the Bears fan, that it's even a discussion. It's even like you're the franchise that's in turmoil now, not this one. And this one was in turmoil until week three of this season.
Yep.
And now they have not only put in a floor, but have also shown you what's possible now.
A texter says, that's funny, Spiegs. Majority of Caleb's throws were not close to the receivers. Not better than Love. But yeah, who showed up late, pal? Who showed up late? Who won the effing game?
You can look at the statistics of Caleb, and I understand it. And we're and everyone who wants Caleb to be better would love to see that percentage go up.
Yes, but there are ways to modify it.
You
though.
Cannot deny what that guy did in the last 8 minutes of that football game.
No way. Tanny likes to listen to Packers post game on the radio, and
there was almost too much to listen to over the weekend. There's so many different content providers. I'm still going through all of it.
Yeah, you are. But you heard callers getting close to admitting some of this stuff.
Yeah. So I you know, much of Packer fan identity, I believe, is the fact that they've had Hall of Fame caliber quarterbacks throughout their entire fan existence. And when you don't have that anymore, and Jordan Love's a really good player, when you don't have that anymore, I think you tend to question your entire belief system as a football fan. And here's some of the things that they were saying about Caleb on Saturday night.
Let's go. Get your ass online. Start calling up some people. Granted, Caleb Williams, I don't think he's half the quarterback that Jordan Love is. Don't give me these. He has to do 3-4 great throws. I'll take the guy with the consistency. But that man has passion and fire. I'll give him that. Our guy, God bless him, but Jesus, like, read somebody else. Tell your guys, get on the line. Stop dropping the balls and put them in your hands. Enough is enough. Game's on the line.
Oh,
that's an interesting amazing. Wisconsin accent.
He was a Canadian Packer fan. Yeah,
same thing.
Feel bad for them. Little bit.
Or this guy.
Yeah, the Packers, I was at the game.
Yeah.
Packers are playing single high safety the entire game, forcing Caleb to beat him from the pocket. It took Ben Johnson 3 quarters to realize he wasn't going to be able to run the ball. And guess what? Caleb beat him from the pocket. And when push comes to shove, Jordan Love, minute 43, one timeout. Plenty of time.
So you blame that on him, on Love?
I'm not saying the whole game is on Love here, okay? That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is they answered after the Bears scored.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? They didn't answer again.
Yeah, that's correct.
And, you know, if that was Rodgers in his prime, do they score?
You didn't have to go back to Rodgers in his prime.
Yeah.
We literally saw it last week.
Yeah.
With Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, you did. And it comes down to quarterback play in the postseason so often. It does. And the fact that our guy rose up and the Bears can win a game like that is a huge, huge deal.
It's terrific that this is a competitive NFC North, and it's going to be for a long time. And so your rule at the top is over.
Yeah, it is.
It's over.
And Bears fans, enjoy your offseason and know that no matter how people push back, completion percentage. Beat you twice.
Yep. Kurt Warner watched the whole game. He's got thoughts about your quarterback and your team and how I think that, you know, the best four teams advanced. I think we've got a weekend of the best four teams in the NFC.
Hmm.
We talk to Kurt about that next here on The Score.